Welcome to the Andy Higgs Podcast, 010. What is the quality of a school? This post grew from some Twitter comments I made on the back of a blog on the Head Teachers Roundtable site by James Eldon. It's well worth your time, and I will put the link in to the description of this post. James's blog is absolutely worth a few minutes of your time. I believe the construction in the post is a great analogy, one that many adults can appreciate and recognise the fallacy of such a process. That post describes how to sell your house in the manner of a school inspection. For schools, it is perhaps the use of the inspection report itself that generates the most issues. The system continues to let it stand as the defining commentary on a school. This is as short-sighted as the old high-stakes performance management lesson observation from which the sum total of a teacher's worth is extrapolated. Strangely, this high-stakes approach was so damaging that even Ofsted themselves ceased to grade lessons. We must find a better way to provide balanced public information about the quality of our schools. A huge amount of fabulous stuff happens every day, and all too often this is at best undervalued and at worst ignored and undermined. There is currently a draft Ofsted schedule out for consultation for implementation in September 2019. Much has been written about the content of this consultation. The prominence of how schools do what they do, as well as the prevailing focus on what outcomes pupils achieve, is commendable. And yet, it remains, much like its predecessors, riddled with contradictions and ambiguities. The grading system is now such that with approximately 80% of schools graded good, it is ever harder to differentiate between schools with identical grades. The fact is that often there is actually a huge difference. Similarly, the cliff edge of the requires improvement grade leads to some very questionable decisions in schools, especially in the short term. The draft 2019 schedule still endeavours to be all things to all people, and yet. If we look wider and beyond, we notice that the ISI Independent Schools Inspectorate schedule and the purpose of inspection in that sector gives us some clues as to the approach that may serve schools, staff and children much more effectively. The inherent sense in this schedule emphasises the contrasting catch-all high-stakes schedule in place for maintained schools, academies and free schools. At its core are two complementary approaches, one in regards to compliance and the second in regards to the quality of education. Do both schedules approximately consider similar matters when considering the quality of education provided by a school? Yes, they do. Do both approach the process with the same premise and the same clarity of purpose? No, I do not believe they do. Take some time to review them, compare them, contrast them yourselves, and I think you may begin to agree with me that it is time to separate compliance and the quality of education out in how we describe the quality of our schools. Only then, allied to a narrative approach, will we see an inspectorate and frameworks that are fit for purpose.